Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Hello, friends, and welcome back. I appreciate you tuning back in, and I'm in the studio. I tell you what, I do like two at home, and then I do two at the studio and two at home. I'm very thankful to be back because, one, it always sounds and looks better. Two, that means I get to hang out with Shane Dell, my amazing friend and producer, who is always doing good things, but she helps me out a ton. And I'm also thankful because it just comes across better for you guys. And I think sometimes it works well at home, but always better in the studio. And thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are so consistent. I appreciate you listening, liking, sharing, subscribing, all the stuff you do. I will never grow tired of thanking because I just can't believe you guys continue to listen to the podcast. And you know what? Last week's episode was on how to start a podcast. And I can't wait. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. I know of at least one person who told me, hey, I'm going to take that information and I'm going to go and start a podcast. Excuse me. So I can't wait to see it. So if you've ever wondered step by step, you don't have to have a studio. You don't have to have mics and background music and all that stuff. It's very simple. So step by step in the last episode was how to start a podcast. Now, on a humorous note, I'm getting up this morning and I go for my run, which I know is what I always do. I get my cup of coffee, I get my smoothie, and I go to shave. And I know this is more information than you wanted. And I tell myself, hey, Gordon, you just changed the razor blade. Do not cut yourself. And I have no idea whether you can see it or not. I'm assuming because the studio lights you can. But I tell you what, I cut myself so badly this morning. I'm like, of course I did, because I'm getting ready to go into the studio. But it's fine. It'll give me that ruddy complexion. So I'm good. Despite the fact that I've got a little cut on my face, I'm glad to be back. Now, we're going to talk about health today. I've been talking about business so much. I've been talking about finances so much. And I also need a lighthearted episode somewhere along the line. I'm hoping to have my buddy Pete Evick back. He's been on the show twice since we've been gone. He's gone on tour with Bret Michaels. He's got his own line of bourbon. And his book just came out called MTV Famous. Check it out. Go get it. I'm reading it right now. I'm really hoping that we have Pete back on the show when I'm done reading it. I really like to read books before I have folks on. So I'm going to really just try to run through it, make sure I take it in, and then I'll try to have Pete back. But I wanted to do something along the line of health because I've been talking about finances so much. Because, guys, it's just the world I'm in at Capitalized Marketing. We're trying to help companies. We're trying to help individuals. We have seminars going on. And that reminds me, before I hop into my health talk, on July 25th, we have a It's Not Too Late to Break $250,000 revenue seminar from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with a bonus VIP. Registration link will be in the show notes, and I would love to have you there. That's always our best attended seminar. It's the third time we've had it. I cannot wait, but that's July 25th. It's Not Too Late to Break $250,000 revenue seminar, and that is coming up at 11 a.m. It's 2 hours free with a 1 hour bonus VIP, so check that out. Health-wise, goodness gracious. So, guys, it's been a crazy summer. This summer, I decided that I was going to run an ultramarathon. And an ultramarathon is anything 50K or greater. So, 50K is 31 miles. Then I go to 50-milers and 100-milers and on up. And I've run one 50K. I ran it back in probably 2015, and I had a miserable experience. I didn't train for it. Isn't that crazy? And I just thought, well, it's only 5 more miles than a marathon, which is a silly way to approach it. It was very cold. We started it, and there was snow in the ground. I did it in 5 hours and 58 minutes, which is a really long time to be on your feet. And at the end, I was nauseous and thought I was going to throw up with every step. So this summer, I have been focusing on training for the ultramarathon, which is coming up in 2 weeks. I'm running the Dahlgren 50K organized by Arsenal Events. They're great. So it's been a lot of mileage and a lot of mileage in the heat. So this podcast is not about how to run an ultra because I can't tell you yet. But it is about brain health because this ultra has challenged my brain as much as it's challenged my body. Because I'm very thankful. I've been running 60 and 70 mile weeks, and I have no injuries, and I pray that continues. But running that much is really a mental challenge. Dean Karnazes is the ultramarathon king. He's called Ultramarathon Man, and he has this quote. If you want to change your life, run a marathon. If you want to talk to God, run an ultra. And what he means by that is that you're going to be on the road a long time, and you can be challenged mentally and physically and spiritually in ways that you never have been. And so when I've never run a 70-mile week until this week. I actually had a 77-mile, 7-day stretch, but more than I ever had gotten to. Prior to this train, I think 62 was the most mileage I ever had. So I'm on the road a lot. I'm up early in the morning. And I'm listening to a lot of podcasts and a lot of audiobooks. I'm trying to not just be entertained, but I'm trying to make sure the time out there is beneficial for my brain. And you guys know brain health, journey, epilepsy, that's all part of who I am. It's part of this podcast. So what I wanted to share with you are three things that I do to contribute to brain health. Because if I don't have a healthy brain, I'm not going to be able to run this mileage. I don't think I could run the marathons and the miles I do without a healthy brain. And I need a healthy brain because of my business, because of my livelihood, and to hold off all these seizures. So there's a couple things I do. And I am not a doctor. I am not going to say do this for brain health. I'm going to say these are the things that I have done that have contributed to my brain health. And you might have... So you might enjoy it as well, okay? I'm going to start off with something that we all know and that recently I have not been very good at. So let me tell you a story. When I was first diagnosed with epilepsy, my doctor asked me, how much sleep do you get? And I proudly told him how little sleep I got. And he told me, he said, if you don't get more sleep, I'm going to wind up giving you a lobotomy one day. Now, my brain damage is in my left frontal lobe, and I know I have a friend who has my condition who had part of his left frontal lobe removed, and he is a very successful professional. But you can tell there's something that's happened to him, and that terrified me. I mean, I do not want to have a lobotomy. I don't want to have part of my brain removed. And he said sleep is the most essential element to your brain health. And I know a lot of people who stay up to 2 or 3 in the morning, get up and go to work and that kind of thing. Well, the challenges for me is that I wake up at 4:15 for something every single day. It's just when I wake up. So it really comes down to when I go to sleep. And there was one week when I was really hitting those 70-mile weeks where I was really just struggling. I went to bed like 8:30, 8:45, which is enough sleep for me. Unfortunately, it's been 9:45. And guys, that means I'm getting 6.5 hours sleep, which is really not enough. If you get sleep, your brain is going to be much healthier. If you have the freedom to go to bed when you want and get up when you want, then guys, get your 7 or 8 hours sleep. You might say, I need the downtime. And you might stay up until 2 a.m. on video games. Guys, that's not helping you. It's not. It might be fun and it might be a great time with your buddies, but it's not helping your brain and it's not helping you be physically present. And if you are good at it now in age, it's going to come back to get you. I'm telling you. But brain health, your brain is fueled by sleep. So what am I doing? 6.5 hours sleep is not where I want to be. I know I'm only about a half hour off. Well, during the weekends, I nap a lot. I get a nap usually on Saturday and Sunday. And then during the day, I'm not napping at work by any means, but I'm definitely taking downtime. I'm taking more specific breaks to give my brain a break. But guys, brain health, sleep, it is fueled by sleep. It really is. Your brain loves sleep. Now, I'm not saying to sleep your day away, but those 7 or 8 hours sleep fuel your brains. And I know that I am my best when I get that kind of sleep. And so I'm trying to do that during this ultra marathon train. But when it's over, I'm hoping to get back to it. But you know what, guys? It'll catch up with me eventually. I'll have foggy brain and all those other things. So sleep is a key for brain health. Now, the second one I have definitely improved at. And hydration. If your brain loves sleep, it craves hydration. And you see me, I've got a cup of coffee here. I own a coffee company. But I've had to make hydration more and more important. Usually they recommend, the health experts, is that you drink half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you drink 75 ounces of water. I know there's the gallon of water a day folks out there, but really half your body weight in ounces. So if you're 150, you should be 75 ounces. About 2 weeks ago in the midst of this train, when I'm really starting to going through the heat, I had a couple of days where I felt terrible. And what I realized is that I was eating and drinking like I was training for a marathon, but I was training for an ultra marathon, and I had not increased my calories and I had not increased my hydration. And it was catching up with me. It really, really was. And so I all of a sudden had to get back into a regimen of water and more electrolytes, especially during the summer. The electrolytes are key. Because I'm out there this morning when I left the house, I think it was 75, but it was like 97% humidity. And by the time I'm done, I'm back into the 80s. And guys, I have to hit water and I have to hit electrolytes. And what I do right now is when I come in, the first thing I do is I immediately drink an 8-ounce Body Armor. Those are very good. They're not going to kill you with the sugars. I need the sodium, but they are high in sodium. I drink immediately, have my smoothie and a cup of coffee. I have so much liquid by the time the day has started. Throughout the day, I drink water and I get as many electrolytes as I can. I am a fluid-sponsored athlete, so I really recommend the fluid products for both recovery and hydration. But there are other ones out there. If you're not an endurance athlete or if that's out your price range, I do like fluid, but there are other ones out there. But guys, if your brain loves sleep, it loves water. It loves hydration. Now, number three, okay, you said, okay, Gordon, I've got it. I've heard sleep. I've heard hydration before. Do you got anything unique for me? And I'm going to say yes, okay? So this is something that I picked up about 6-9 months ago after speaking with a sleep study doctor. And I talked to him a lot because, in his realm, he's dealing with a lot of neurological issues. And so I talked to him. I buy through Amazon Kola nuts, K-O-L-A, Kola nuts from Africa. And I buy them through Amazon. And guys, they're going to come in a grubby box and a bag. And you're going to be like, what is this stuff? And then I wash them because they come with the dirt on them and everything. And I put two of them in my smoothie each day. And I'm telling you, when I first got started, I was buzzing. I was humming. My body's gotten a little bit used to them now, and some days I only do one. But I've spoken to neurologists, I've spoken to sleep study doctors and others. I'm not a doctor, but I am swearing by Kola nuts. I love them. I really do. And you know what? I just throw them in the smoothie. They get ground up with everything else there. They give you alertness because it's the basis of Kola. It's not a bunch of jacked up caffeine. They're going to give you alertness. They're going to give you clarity, and it will directly fit into your regimen if you're doing something like a smoothie. If you don't do a smoothie, I don't know how you're going to get it. These things are giant. You're not just going to chew on a Kola nut. They're really big. But I really recommend Kola nuts. I have looked into it as a second product for our company to see if we could do capitalized Kola nuts, but have not found a wholesaler I like yet. That could be coming down there. So Kola nuts for alertness and clarity. Now, I've said three, but here's 3A or number four. Guys, from me or from someone else, as much as possible, drink mold-free coffee. So like our capitalized coffee is dark roast, it is organic, and it's mold-free. And 48% of over-the-counter coffee has mold in it. It's not going to make you sick, but it has mold in it. And why would you drink moldy coffee? Now, when I'm out and about, I'm going to get Starbucks or I'm going to go to the coffee shop that my daughter works at. I'm going to do those things. But when I have control over it at home, I'm drinking organic, dark roast, mold-free coffee. Why? Because a Harvard study said the most healthy approach of coffee for the brain is dark roast, organic, and mold-free. And I had a person challenge me, and they're like, Gordon, how can something be brain healthy? But guys, we know that there are foods that are heart healthy, We know there are foods that actually strengthen and make the heart more healthy. It works the same way for the brain. So add into the brain what it needs. It needs to sleep. It needs hydration. And if you're going to drink coffee as much as possible, drink mold-free coffee. You can buy capitalizedcoffee.com, or you can search online, and there are other coffees out there that are certified mold-free. It's better for your brain. So those are some of the things I do. I try to get at least 7 or 8 hours sleep a night. I try to drink half my body weight in ounces of water, hydration. I love cola nuts. I throw two of them, at least one, but usually two, into each one of my smoothies in the morning for clarity and alertness. And guys, as much as I can, I drink mold-free coffee. These things are going to go a long way. Again, I'm not a doctor. I encourage you to consult your physicians, but these things have a proven track record. And I know for me, brain health is incredibly important because of my epilepsy, but I need a sharp brain all day anyway. So guys, I hope you've enjoyed this. I appreciate you tuning in. I am encouraging you again, if you made it to the end, go to the show notes, sign up for the It's Not Too Late to Break 250K seminar. It's July 25th, 11 to 1, free. 1 to 2 is VIP. You are going to enjoy it. That seminar always makes a great impact, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Thanks, friends. Bye-bye.
How do you shorten the time it takes to buy a car? Car buying just got easier. Pohanka365.com lets you complete as much or as little of the car buying process online. Pohanka365.com. Car buying simplified. Anytime, anywhere.
Small business owners, you should be praised for wanting to grow your business. That's a good thing, and not everybody has the guts to do it. As a business owner myself, I know you've overcome obstacles that people don't even know about. Hi, my name is Gordon Duncan, the owner of Capitalized Marketing and Consulting, and I want you to know that if your business hasn't grown like you want it to, it's not your fault. If it's not COVID getting in the way, it's ridiculous things like changing social media algorithms. You're right in thinking that very few people are doing small businesses any favors right now. But Capitalized Marketing and Consulting is here to help. We've created a 90-day course that is guaranteed to grow the revenue of your business. It will give you the tools that you've been looking for. And as a certified coach, I would be with you along the way. If you would like to learn more about our program, just visit CapitalizeYourBest.com and get started enjoying the success you deserve. Again, that's CapitalizeYourBest.com, and I can't wait to celebrate all you accomplish.